North America will have 6 more weeks of winter, says Punxsutawney Phil, the most famous groundhog in the United States. Phil's keepers reported his weather prediction Friday morning on the U.S. observance of Groundhog Day. Every year, on February 2nd, a groundhog leaves his home, a hole in the ground in the small community of Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. On a sunny morning, his body will create a shadow on nearby objects. Tradition says that if the animal sees his shadow, there will be 6 more weeks of winter weather. But if skies are cloudy and no dark shape appears, Americans can expect spring to arrive early. Groundhog Day is one of the more unusual American traditions. Every year, thousands of people from across the U.S. travel to Punxsutawney. On the night of February 1st, they go to a hill called Gobbler's Knob. There, they wait until sunrise, when Phil leaves his home to look for his shadow. Groundhog Day is said to come from a European tradition called Candlemas. February 2nd was the middle of winter, and in Europe, clergymen would give candles to people at religious services. When lit, the candles brightened up the community in the dead of winter. Later, in Germany, the tradition changed, and people instead began looking for signs of increased sunlight and changes in the weather. If an animal saw its shadow on Candlemas Day, this meant 6 more weeks of winter, or the second winter. The tradition came to North America when German immigrants arrived in what is now the eastern state of Pennsylvania. They chose the groundhog, a large rodent and member of the marmot family, as the animal to continue the tradition. The first official Groundhog Day at Gobbler's Knob was held in 1887. The event has continued there ever since. Groundhog Day has become part of American culture. Other states now celebrate their own Groundhog Day with their own groundhog. In North Carolina, his name is Sir Walter Wally. In West Virginia, people turn to French Creek Freddy. Georgia has General Beauregard Lee. New York City also marks the day with Chuck the Groundhog. In 2009, Chuck famously bit the hand of the city's mayor at the time, Michael Bloomberg, when he came out of his home. Washington, D.C. has a small tradition involving a stuffed groundhog. Some people use the animal to make predictions about the political climate of the country. Aaron Deneau told the Washington Post newspaper that every year his groundhog predicts 6 more weeks of political gridlock. And so far, he's always been right. Groundhog Day has also been popular in American media. In the 1993 film Groundhog Day, a reporter visits Punxsutawney for the big event, but becomes stuck in time. He then has to repeat the same day, over and over again, until he becomes a better person. Although Americans hear Phil's weather prediction every February 2nd, it is not clear how correct the groundhog is. The StormFacts website researched all the predictions since 1887 and found that he has seen his shadow 104 times, 79%. Yet the animal has only been right about 39% of the time. However, his record does not ruin the excitement of the people who travel to see him. Doug Sackerson traveled over 4,000 kilometers from Washington State this year to attend his first Groundhog Day in Punxsutawney. Sackerson said that he finally has lived a lifelong dream. "I think Groundhog Day may be my single favorite part of America," he said. "It's all just for fun, and there's something magical about getting excited about something that silly. I think it was the coldest temperature I had ever stood in, but the fun of it all kept me warm and smiling well after Phil made his prediction. I think the next 6 weeks won't be so bad after all." I'm Phil Dierking.